Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial hour of your life.
Yeah!
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries.
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, direct from the greatest city on earth, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, libertarian, conservative, anti-tax warrior in America, Wayne Allyn Root.
I said war!
Welcome back, you glorious deplorables. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root today. He'll be back tomorrow. You're talking to 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks are listening to, and we're going to talk to some callers. We've got Thomas, who's been patiently holding on line three. Hey, Thomas.
Megan, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I just started hearing you, and you're refreshing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't want to watch the Hillary video, but I started going on my laptop and watching it. And, like, she looked like a sack of meat, a sack of potatoes falling in the car. And also, when she started to stumble at the base, at the pole, it looks like a little chip of something fell out from her foot or her leg or something.
Well, we know she lost a shoe. And it was actually the NYPD.
I didn't see the shoe. I just saw a little chip. Like a buckle or something like that fall out or something. You got to frame by frame and see it. It's real quick. But, I question her if she was even alive after that. I mean, she looked, because they were holding her up, and she was twitching, and all of a sudden she just went limp. And then that's when they lost her, and then they had to throw her into the car.
Right.
On a side note, I kind of have a feeling what she might have. It's called epizoola. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Well, that's where all the iron in your system turns to lead in your gluteus maximus. Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Well, we're probably going to speculate for a long time, Thomas, because I don't know if the truth will... The truth is not something that Hillary Clinton is familiar with, nor does she like. And when you have...
No, and also, it's infuriating to me. I mean, it's insulting to me because... I have some problems with Trump, but, you know, he's here to chew gum and kick butt, and he's all out of gum. When she starts slamming him for all these things, he's a racist, he's this, he's that, you know, I want to hold a mirror up to her face and say, all right, say everything you want to say because this is what you've been doing.
Well, yeah.
And also, everybody thinks that she's got this great political career. Well, wait a minute. All her claim to fame is the wife of a seated president. She never held a dog catcher, a council member, a mayor, a governor, nothing. Now, I don't care what you think of Sarah Palin, regardless of that, but Sarah Palin held all those positions and was a mayor, governor of the biggest state in the union, and Hillary says she doesn't have experience? Excuse me?
Well, that's what you call political projection, and the left practices that quite often. So as Hillary was taking the trail and she was saying that she was fearful that Donald Trump didn't have the judgment required for the position,
that he
couldn't be trusted, especially with the 3 a.m. call. And so everything they are and are guilty of, they project on...
That's Solovinsky stuff.
That's correct. You're absolutely right. Well, it seems like you know not necessarily what's wrong with Hillary from a medical standpoint, but you certainly know her and what's wrong with her from a personality standpoint and a character standpoint.
She was only a wife of a seated president, but she walks into a Senate seat in New York that she's not even a resident of, and John Jr. Happened to be thinking out loud, not necessarily he was going to run, but he was thinking of running for that seat. Which he would have been a walk-in for it. He crashes a plane and he knows how to fly. Now, I say that from experience because I used to own a plane and be a pilot. I question why all of a sudden did he crash a plane and he knew how to fly. Now, he took the written test for instrument. All you have to do is have a check ride after that. If you take the instrument test and pass it, you know how to do it. Plus, he's been flying that course all the time to go up to Hyannisport or whatever.
Well, when you look at anyone that comes against the Clintons, you're going to find a long line of body bags, aren't you?
Dead bodies, all, you know, line them up.
That's right.
At least 500, 600.
That's right.
Plus all the ones in the started wars to deflect their corruption. But I'm not into conspiracies.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, Thomas, thanks for your points. You make a couple good ones, and I thank you for your call. But when you do look at the Clintons' history, you do find a lot of mystery that surrounds just unexplained deaths. There were 4 deaths related to DNC leaks, whereby the outcome from the rigging of the DNC primary, which was proven by WikiLeaks, 4 of the men that were involved in that exposing, or at least were going to testify, have mysteriously passed. But you see that with a long list of the Clintons, a long list of body bags, long list of names that have just unfortunately met their untimely death. And I say that I speak out against the Clintons all the time. So I guess if I'm not around by tomorrow, you'll know why. You'll know why. We have another caller, JD, line 1.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
When you bring up Astrid Silva, you make me shiver. This girl running this voter registration for Hillary, there's estimating 400,000 illegals in this country doing this. It should maybe be called the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada. Instead of Nevada, it should be Mexico. This gal has been brought to Washington, D.C. by Harry Reid at the State of the Union to sit next to Michelle Obama. She has been brought to Washington, D.C. For the DREAM Act with Obama when he signed it here at the Del Sol. You know, I wonder who's paying for this girl's flights and food and hotel. But this is a prime example of why I wanted to call. We have to get out and do some work as volunteers for Donald Trump, for General Dr. Joe Heck, and for Danny Tarkanian. We have to volunteer to make some phone calls and maybe get 10 people that we know to vote this way. We have to be poll watchers. We have to volunteer because early voting starts in Nevada, I believe, October the 23rd. And that leaves everything open to corruption for so many days ahead of the election. Michael McDonald should be on this radio show and every other in town every day begging for volunteers and poll watchers. You have a lot of smart callers on Wayne's show, but we're not going to win this election calling into radio shows. We're going to win this election by working as volunteers. And I've been a poll watcher since 2000, and you'll be surprised what you see out there. You pick up your phone, you call the Republican Party lawyers, and they do something about it. You need to get the message out to volunteer and go to work. Trump has a nice office that was opened up 2 weeks ago off of Paradise Road near the airport. I believe it's 1110 Palms Airport Drive. Joe Heck's office is on Pecos and Warm Springs with Danny Tarkanian. But, you know, we have to start working, not just talking, Megan.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. There is nothing more important than this election. This election is the defining moment for this country. And we are going to have to roll up our sleeves and put on our boots and get to work. And that is why I wanted to expose Plan Nevada. Because my question was, JD, if they are tapping an illegal immigrant like Astrid Silva to be in charge of the Get Out the Vote drive, can someone please tell me how that's legal? How is...
It's not.
Correct. So, and I hope it's not. And if it's not legal, or if it is legal, why is it legal? But the enforcers are not enforcing the laws. Look, we have a ton of laws on the books that are just being completely ignored. Obama is creating his own laws like DACA to get around immigration enforcement. And so the fundamental transformation of this country is not necessarily through Obamacare or through some other government agency or the EPA. The fundamental transformation is within and of our border. because they are changing the Electoral College. They are damaging districts with illegal immigrants that change gerrymandering. And I'm going to go into all of the ways that the fundamental transformation through legal and illegal immigration is our greatest threat. And Hillary Clinton and the progressives and George Soros of the Open Societies Foundation, which is the Open Borders Foundation, is going to fundamentally transform this country into a progressive third world, you know what. And that's exactly
Megan, that's why I implore you to get Wayne to talk about poll watchers and volunteers, to get Kevin and yourself and talk to Michael McDonald and Kevin, what's his name, Walls show, to talk about asking for volunteers. Let's not just have a philosophical discussion for 3 hours every day. Let's do some work.
Well, I know on Sunday, the Trump headquarters over on by the airport that you said is having a brunch, I think. And that would be a great way for people to meet one another and whatever you like to do. I happen to like to walk precincts, but because I'm on the phone all day, so I don't like to make phone calls. But whatever you can do to help Donald Trump win this election, to get people to the polls,
But don't forget Dr. Joe Heck. We need him in the Senate, and we need Danny in the House.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm talking, when I speak Donald Trump, it's down ticket. We need to protect the down ticket. And the down ticket is looking really good, even though the know-it-alls told us that it wasn't going to. But after this break, we are going to come right back with Justin Johnson of the Heritage Foundation. I encourage you all to stay tuned. We're going to talk some foreign policy and what we can do for our safety and security of the United States. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and we'll be right back. I wasn't sure if I said his name right.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root for Siegel Cohen Atlantis. I believe they're the number one tax law firm in America. They've handled IRS tax cases for some of the biggest celebrities in the world, people you know, people you idolize, people you'd be going gaga about if they were in the room with you right now, actors, actresses, movie stars, rock bands, politicians, and some of the biggest stars of the poker world. But more importantly, that's still only a half of 1% of their business. They've handled over 10,000 cases in front of the IRS, and most of them are average people just like you. Most of them are people who just got audited or people who just didn't file on time or people who are in trouble with the IRS. And Siegel Cohen Atlantis got them out of trouble. They are the greatest. One of those people is me. I wasn't in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was the biggest critic of President Obama. Next thing you know, first time in my life, I have the IRS not only knocking on my door, but coming after me like the army. The most incredible over-the-top attack you've ever seen. I believe it was absolute political persecution and targeting. Went to Siegel Cohen Atlantis. Interviewed 20 firms, by the way. Picked Siegel Cohen Atlantis over all of them. They handled my case. We won. 5 days later, new audit. They said to me, my gosh, never seen this in the history of America. We do not know of one case like this in history that ever won in tax court. And 5 days later, new audit. And they handled it again, and they won again. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, as in underdog. The letter U as in underdog, because that's what you are if you don't hire Siegel Cohen Atlantis against the IRS. 1-800-934-3578, or go to website sclTaxLaw.com, as in Siegel Cohen Landis, sclTaxLaw.com.
Keeping more of the hard-earned money you make, paying less taxes, living better, traveling more, and spending time with family is something everyone wants to do. This means we have to work smarter, not harder. Discover the Perpetual Wealth Code. Learn how to make your money grow like the bankers do. You can get guaranteed growth on your money, participate in tax-free dividends, leverage money anytime without penalties, and create a legacy. So what are you waiting for? Dr. Tom McPhee, an expert on the perpetual wealth code and growing wealth, is hosting an event at Sunset Station in Henderson on September 27th. Attendance is limited, but if you call right now, you can get your admission free. 702-660-7000. That's right, just mention Talk 790 and you'll get in free. 702-660-7000. To learn how to grow your money safely and securely without risk, call 702-660-7000. Refreshments will be provided. Just register now. 702-660-7000.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Friend, fan, supporter, subscriber of Kip Herridge. Kip Herridge of VRA. It doesn't get any better than those three letters. Or I should say those six letters, VRA and KIP. Kip Herridge is the man behind VRA, the Vertical Research Advisory, the number one stock newsletter in the country. I always talk about Kip and the fact that in the last 2 years, his subscribers have made over 2,000% profits following the advice of the VRA. Over 2,000%, to be exact, over 2,300%. And he's crushed Wall Street every year since 2003. Every year. And now you can too. In just two stocks since January of this year, his subscribers have gains of 1,150%. That means they turned $10,000 into more than $110,000. It's all because of the VRA trading system created and invented by Kip Herridge. 100% by Kip. It tells us the market's next direction, the sectors that will be red hot, and most importantly, the exact ETFs, exchange-traded funds, and stocks to purchase before they skyrocket. That's the key word, before they skyrocket. That's what you get from VRA. He's not Goldman Sachs. He's not Merrill Lynch. You don't send him your money. He's not a stock firm. He's just a newsletter that gives you advice on how to trade stocks and ETFs, when to buy, when to sell short, and when to take profits. And man, does Kip know how to take profits, whether it's bull markets or bear markets, he's winning for you. Go to VRAletter.com. That's VRAletter, L-E-T-T-E-R.com. You'll see some of the amazing testimonials, plus Kip's market predictions going all the way back to 2003. That's VRAletter.com. Make sure and use discount code VRAGOLD to save an incredible 75%. That's VRAletter.com. Discount code VRAGOLD.
How come there's no knock-knock joke about America? Because freedom rings. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com filling in for Wayne Allen Root on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Wayne will be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, we're going to talk a little safety and security because this election, like I've said, is going to be about a few things: jobs, safety, and security. And to help us with that, we've got Justin Johnson, who specializes in defense budgets and policies for the Heritage Foundation's Allison Center for National Security and Foreign Policy. He spent over a decade working on defense and foreign policy issues on Capitol Hill. He received his master's degree from the Naval War College with a particular focus on terrorism and the maritime domain. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit how the DOD, I noticed on your last piece, it was September 9th on the Heritage Foundation's website, the DOD is playing games with the military budget and how Congress must come together. Walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm sure you and your listeners know, you know, we look around the world right now, and unfortunately we see a lot of rising threats. Obviously, terrorism is something that's very concerning to a lot of Americans, and rightfully so. But that's not the only thing we're worried about. We're worried about what Russia's up to. You know, their activities in Europe, their nuclear modernization. We worry about China. They're building illegal islands in the South China Sea. They're stealing American secrets day after day. We were worried about Iran. We were about North Korea. We just saw them test another nuclear weapon. You know, and the list goes on. So the threats are rising. Unfortunately, our military has been just devastated under President Obama for the last 5 years in particular. And so what some Republicans in Congress are trying to do is actually say, hey, you know, we've got rising threats. It's time that we make some more investments in our national security, particularly in our military. But, you know, President Obama has told his people in the Pentagon to oppose those budget increases as far and as fast as they can. And so they're out there. Pentagon leaders are doing everything they can to oppose these defense budget increases, basically to try and carry water for President Obama's liberal priorities in other parts of the budget.
Have you seen a military or a Pentagon so politicized? I mean, one thing about, you know, I live in Las Vegas. I'm looking at D.C. from afar. I used to call in the halls of Congress years ago. But, you know, as just a general voter, I try to believe that agencies in charge with our safety and security, whether it be, you know, the military, the FBI, the Pentagon, et cetera, should somewhat be objectively neutral when it comes to policy decisions instead of political. Are you seeing a rise in this politicization of our military?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think you're right. I think in general, the men and women who are in uniform, who are, you know, the rank and file, who are doing the work, whether it's in the military or the FBI or other parts of the government, you know, they don't want to be involved in political fights. They want to do their job and keep our country safe.
Right.
But the problem is you've got this layer of kind of political leadership on top that you know, owes everything to President Obama, and they are politicizing these things. They're, you know, national security in general historically has been more of a bipartisan field for good reason. You know, we Republicans and Democrats alike can often agree that, you know, national security is a priority. Unfortunately, what you see from this Pentagon, from this administration, is not only are they politicizing things, are they more political in general, but they're also deliberately trying to divide Republicans and Democrats in Congress to advance their agenda. So they're deliberately trying to build deeper divisions in America to advance their own priorities.
You mentioned agenda and priorities. What exactly is their agenda and priority if it isn't primarily the safety and security of the United States, particularly in this environment? We have terrorism here. You know, we have multiple ISIS cells. We have open borders, which ISIS has proclaimed that they will use in order to infiltrate and cause more destruction on our own soil. But then again, as you point out, we have rising terror threats abroad. So what exactly is their agenda?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's been very clear that President Obama's agenda is basically everything but security. He wants to grow the government across a range of things that you and your listeners know well, whether it's Obamacare or just the size of the federal government in general. So basically, it seems that his agenda is everywhere else except for national security. And unfortunately, what makes this particularly problematic is that he's willing to use national security, use the men and women in uniform in particular, as political leverage to help advance his agenda elsewhere, whether that's Obamacare or increasing funding for the EPA or, you know, growing the IRS or whatever that may be. He's using the military and our national security to advance his own agenda.
The military budget, as far as I understand it, has been cut, and some of the fleets, at least to the time of back in the 40s. And correct me if I'm wrong. Where do we stand right now as far as, you know, our position, and how does it compare to past positions?
Yeah, amazingly, you know, our military today, basically across the board, is smaller than it's been in basically anybody's lifetime. The Navy right now, you know, is certainly smaller than it was on 9/11, and actually goes back to World War One, where it's been this small. The Army, similarly, smaller than it was on 9/11, and smaller than it has been since World War Two. The Air Force, you know, was created after World War Two, and today it's the smallest Air Force it's ever been in its existence. And not only are each of those branches smaller, but they're also, unfortunately, they're struggling to have enough money to maintain their equipment and to train their people. So you've got this kind of scary storm of a smaller military that is also less maintained and less well-trained, at the same time, as we already talked about, the threats are going up.
Do you have so we have a smaller Navy since World War One, an Army as small as World War Two, and I think you said same as the Air Force. You know, I wanted some good news from you, on the horizon, we're looking at two candidates right now. Personally, I'm looking at one. As far as I'm a Donald Trump supporter, and I am from a long line of military servicemen, and I've military first is the motto. As far as the number one duty of the commander in chief is to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. And Donald Trump has pledged to rebuild the military. What would this require Congress to do in order to achieve what at least the plan is that Donald Trump has laid out?
Well, I think the first thing is making it a priority. Stop using the military as leverage for other things, whatever that those other things may be. Number two, part of why the military is in such rough shape today is there have been dramatic funding cuts for the military over the last 5 years. The military, defending our country, is not a cheap endeavor. And frankly, when we've got men and women in uniform putting their lives on the line, we don't want to do it cheaply. We want to give them the best equipment we can. We want to give them the best training possible. So to do that and to do it well, to actually protect our country well, it takes an investment. Right now, as a percentage of federal spending, as a percentage of our economy, we're at historic lows.
What percentage is that? Sorry to interrupt you.
No. As a percentage of total federal spending, we're about 14% today. During President Reagan, that was well north of 20-25%.
Mm-hmm.
So we've dramatically cut this. I think we need to recognize this is not a cheap endeavor. Protecting the world's largest economy, 300+ million people, that's not a cheap endeavor. But we can afford it if we choose to. And I think that's what we need to do. Whoever's in the White House next January, they're inheriting a situation where, the military's in tough shape, threats are rising. We have to make some investments in our military to protect us today and into the future.
How great of a threat when you look at all of the threats around the world and how the threats are rising, we've got perhaps a potential nuclear Iran. We have North Korea now that is flexing their nuclear might. We have China, like you said, which is invading and building islands in the seas. You have ISIS that's growing out of northern Africa and spreading throughout Europe and here. What do you think, of all of those threats, who do you think is the greatest threat to us, and how do you eliminate that threat?
Well, frankly, I think probably the biggest sort of existential threat really is North Korea, and that may be a little counterintuitive, but they've proven they have nuclear weapons that work. They've also proven that they have long-range missiles that can reach the United States, and they have a leader who is, frankly, unpredictable at best.
Insane.
Right. So they've got this deadly, scary combination. The best way to deal with North Korea from a U.S. perspective is, number one, missile defense. We got to be able to knock something down if it comes our way. President Obama's cut missile defense funding by about 25% under his watch. That's something that needs to be turned around right away. Then beyond that, it sort of gets into different time horizons. Terrorism, I think, is always going to be, at least for the near future, something that we need to pay attention to. We need to take the fight to the terrorists and not wait for them to come to our shores. And then Russia and China are both destabilizing. They're actively seeking to undermine kind of traditional Western values, Western systems of government. We need to stand up to them to preserve the peace, deter them from conflict. And frankly, Iran is sort of a big unknown. They are clearly pursuing deadly weapons that can hurt us. We need to get rid of the Iran deal, go back to actually holding them accountable. And again, missile defense there is crucial. So to kind of take the option for them of long-range missiles with WMD on top, take that off the table, make it less attractive.
Well, thank goodness for you. We have guys like you that are pointing these errors out, and that these errors could lead to deadly consequences. And unfortunately, these errors are made out of political motivation and not necessarily the primary motivation of the commander-in-chief, which should be our safety and security. So, Justin, I really thank you for your time and thank you for bringing this to light.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Folks, this is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com. We'll be back after this break on AM 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And I'm Gary McNamara. We host Red Eye Radio, heard here overnights on 790 Talk Now. Freedom of speech is not free. The talk that rocks relies on advertising dollars to keep free speech alive and well.
For more information on how you can advertise on 790 Talk Now, call 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. And ask for Debbie.
Where free speech lives, 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn, and I've got something you're really, really going to love. It's a system that lets you get guaranteed growth in your money, participate in tax-free dividends, leverage money anytime without penalties, and create a legacy for your family. It's been around a long time, and some people say it's the best form of investment. Others say it's the best way to hedge against inflation, and still others say it's the sweetheart of the tax code. The truth of the matter is, it's an asset, because that's what the Supreme Court ruled way back in 1911. I'd be crazy to try and explain it all in a couple of minutes, but I don't have to because Dr. Tom McPhee, an expert in setting up just this kind of system, is hosting an evening event at Sunset Station in Henderson on Tuesday, September 27th. Tuesday, September 27th. The first 27 people to call right now will get to attend the event for free. Just tell them War sent you. Call 702-660-7000 to get in for free. Call now so you're one of the first 27 people to get in free Tuesday, September 27th, 702-660-7000, 702-660-7000.
Wall Street exists for one reason, to make Wall Street and their cronies wealthy. This is why you've never made any real money with your investment advisor and why you likely never will. Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I've been a leading investment expert for 31 years, demolishing Wall Street's shell game year in and year out. I founded the VRA in 2003, and it's really unlike anything else you tried before. I tell you exactly what and when to buy, and then exactly when to sell and take world-beating profits, all delivered directly to your inbox. In just the last 2 years, the VRA has booked more than 2,000% in net gains for subscribers, number one in the field, and I do it all with U.S. stocks, leveraged ETFs, and short selling, simple and powerful with life-changing returns. I am very concerned about the U.S. and global economy. I see the potential for a massive crash just around the corner, but my system ensures that you make money in good markets or bad. To join us and to save 75%, go to VRAletter.com and enter code VRAGOLD. Again, that's VRAletter.com, discount code VRAGOLD.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn for Liberty Health Share. So, you've missed the healthcare deadline, you don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty Health Share has the answer. Liberty Health Share offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, visit libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and request a free estimate at libertyhealthshare.org.
The NSA, a government organization that actually listens to you. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah.
Welcome back to War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. If you have a comment or question for Wayne, call 702-546-4790. That's 702-546-4790. Let's go to war.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root today. He'll be back tomorrow, this time, same place, same channel, on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And you can join the conversation, 702-546-4790. And we have Brady on line one holding. Hey, Brady.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. I just wanted to bring up, I think your previous guest, his name was Justin.
Justin Johnson of the Heritage Foundation, yes.
Yeah, he had a great interview, by the way.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring up, he said our main concern is like North Korea, and we have to worry about something getting shot, or, you know, being able to shoot it down out of North Korea. But actually the biggest problem now is China has basically sold their missiles to North Korea in violation of sanctions. So the North Korea is capable now of shooting them off of a submarine. So it's a lot more scarier than just trying to shoot them down out of the North Korea. It's more of a bigger problem with that. And also today I just seen China has sold numerous 30-foot drones to Saudi Arabia, which are capable of carrying nuclear warheads. So that's another development that a lot of these countries are using is missile warheads carried by drones.
Is that similar, the drones, is that, would that be what is called an EMP attack?
Well,
or is that just a different way
to deliver? Basically, they could drop whatever, as long as there is a nuclear device attached to it, you could put it on any type of warhead, and those things fly for hours. So they're unmanned, they're controlled from the ground via satellite, and they can fly for hours and drop wherever you want a missile.
Do you have a military background, Brady?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you're just really paying attention then.
Yeah, I follow a lot of this stuff. I like to shoot a lot of weapons, but I also do follow the military and what's going on across the world. Especially with what China's doing, they're just going against all these sanctions that basically we won't sell to them as the United States, but they step in and sell them all the missiles they want, the warheads. They basically equip North Korea with everything they need to nuke our coastline.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your call, Brady. I really appreciate it. And, you know, this is why, you know, it's important to have people like Justin Johnson on this radio station, because there's a lot of talking going on. And some of the times, because there's so much noise, and with the progressive playbook, they want to divert and distract from what they're doing. In order to, as Hillary Clinton put it in a leaked WikiLeaks memo, to keep the people ignorant. Because an ignorant populace is what the Democrats rely on. And they thought they had it in the bag. They thought that Obama, after his 7.5 years, would usher in another progressive nominee. And the Democrats played that card wrong. Because I still contend that if the Democrats didn't lie, cheat, and steal against their own, and if they would have nominated Bernie Sanders, we would have had a much tighter race than we have now. And I think a Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump ticket would have been a much more difficult race for Donald Trump to win than Bernie Sanders. But the Democrats, again, liars finish last. They decided to rig their own primary in order to save Hillary Clinton, one of the most flawed candidates to have ever thrown her hat into the candidacy. But yet, I guess it was her time. Does anybody know where she is? Is she still resting? I mean, let's just look at the optics, okay? Because politics is a lot about optics. This is why Barack Obama when he went to Colorado, had those big Greek columns behind him. Remember the big Greek columns? Like, it was a new Greek god that was going to grace our country. And he was going to heal the world, and the oceans were going to subside. I mean, the guy even won the Nobel Peace Prize. And he wasn't even in office for like a year. So all of this imagery, the smoke and mirrors that were built up, the Greek columns around Barack Obama. Hillary doesn't have that because no one can find her. She's resting somewhere in Chappaqua behind concrete walls. Huge concrete fence. So is this what I'm, as a woman, as a voter, this is what I'm supposed to expect from a commander in chief, as someone who needs bed rest? And let's keep in mind, before she decided to come to the 9/11 memorial and campaign on her brand new plane, what a champion of the people, who premieres a brand new 737 jet as a champion of everyday Americans? I mean, that's how she started. Did she forget about that? So now she's traveling around in this jet with a complicit press corps that's wagging their tails on her every word. She had just come off a 10-day rest. So she rested for 10 days, came out for a few days, stroked out at the 9/11 memorial, or maybe Parkinson's out. We don't know. And now she's back on rest. We just talked to Justin Johnson of the Heritage Foundation. We are in the most dangerous times that we've seen in quite some time, with the rise of nuclear threats in many different countries, all aimed at the West. And Hillary Clinton wants to be our commander in chief. Tony, we got a call on line one. Oh, but we have to go to break. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jason. See, Jason's my producer. He always keeps me in line. He's so good. So we're going to get back to the calls, and you can call 702-546-4790 to join the conversation. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and we'll be right back.
Today, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You always hear me endorsing sexy products, products that can make you a fortune. Well, now I'm endorsing the least sexy product on earth, janitorial and paper goods supplies. These products aren't sexy, but everyone needs them. And everyone needs BT Supplies West. My great friend Steven built his tiny business into a multi-million dollar East Coast industry leader. Now he's opened BT Supplies West right here in Vegas to provide every businessman and woman in Vegas with options. The best price by far, the best customer service by far. They guarantee double-digit savings for your business, any business, large or small. They supply them all. BT Supplies West is brand new in town, and already they've landed the accounts at most of the billion-dollar strip resort casinos. The biggest brand names in the Vegas casino business are now using BT Supplies West. What are you waiting for? I tried them out at all my businesses. They cut my bill dramatically. The lowest prices for the best quality products ever. BT guarantees double-digit savings, and they delivered. I'm hooked. See for yourself. Call 702-OPTIONS. That's 702-OPTIONS. 702-678-4667. Mention Wayne Allen Root, and you'll get 10% off your first order. That's 702-OPTIONS.
Money is a big part of our lives. You know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for your copy today. Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it. So get in the know. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Free 2016 World Money Report today. Or visit 2016moneyreport.com for an instant download.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alaroot for Siegel Cohen Atlantis. I believe they're the number one tax law firm in America. They've handled IRS tax cases for some of the biggest celebrities in the world, people you know, people you idolize, people you'd be going gaga about if they were in the room with you right now. Actors, actresses, movie stars, rock bands, politicians, and some of the biggest stars of the poker world. But more importantly, that's still only a half of 1% of their business. They've handled over 10,000 cases in front of the IRS, and most of them are average people just like you. Most of them are people who just got audited, or people who just didn't file on time, or people who are in trouble with the IRS. And Siegel Cohen Atlantis got them out of trouble. They are the greatest. One of those people is me. I wasn't in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was the biggest critic of President Obama. Next thing you know, first time in my life, I have the IRS not only knocking on my door, but coming after me like the army. The most incredible over-the-top attack you've ever seen. I believe it was absolute political persecution and targeting. Went to Siegel Cohen Atlantis. Interviewed 20 firms, by the way. Picked Siegel Cohen Atlantis over all of them. They handled my case. We won. 5 days later, new audit. They said to me, my gosh, never seen this in the history of America. We do not know of one case like this in history that ever won a tax court, and 5 days later, new audit. And they handled it again, and they won again. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, as in underdog. The letter U as an underdog, because that's what you are if you don't hire Siegel Cohen Atlantis against the IRS. 1-800-934-3578, or go to website sceltaxlaw.com, as in Siegel Cohen Landis, sceltaxlaw.com.
Common sense is like deodorant. The people who need it never use it. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks. Welcome back to War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 702-546-4790. That's 702-546-4790. Now, back to the warrior.
Or the warriors. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com filling in for Wayne Allen Root today and today only. Wayne will be back in this chair tomorrow, same time, same place. You're talking to listening to 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And we've got a couple callers on hold, but we've got one line open, so feel free to join the conversation. We've got two Tonys, actually, but we're going to go to Tony number one. Hey, Tony number one.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tony. Good. How are you? I recognize your voice. Good.
Yes, you recognize my voice.
Yes.
I think I recognize yours, too.
Well, good.
I just wanted to drop this info in. I don't know if you heard this, but the medical report from Hillary, released from her doctor, or the doctor, I believe was at Mass General or associated with Mass General Hospital out of Boston, that doctor is an internist. There is zero, nothing, nada about her head. That's what we're concerned with, I think, is her head, her brain. Can she think, which I don't think she can, but that's my opinion. But that's an interesting report because it shows zero about her functions, her brain functions.
So I think they released the report kind of right before I went on air. Any neurological exams, any CT scans, MRIs, anything related to, you know, checking to see if, one, she's got a brain, and two, if anything's wrong with it?
No. She needs a neurologist. That's what everybody's interested in, not her supposed pneumonia. And there's nothing there. That's the most important thing, you know, from the concussion and so forth and the supposed blood clots that she had or whatever.
Well, no, she's on Coumadin. We know that she has a propensity of blood clots.
Right, but in order to adequately diagnose her, mm-hmm. a neurologist needs to be doing that, not an internist. Anyway,
absolutely.
So she's hiding something as usual again. So I just wanted to give you that info, and I'll take my I'll listen off the air. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. I love callers that give me some more information. And here's the thing, an internist, really? Again, they think we are stupid, and it's interesting because Bill Clinton showed his sick self in our state today. He was up in northern Nevada, north Las Vegas. According to the Washington Post, he was arguing that Americans should choose answers, not anger. And now he has downgraded her pneumonia to a flu. And he said, she's feeling great, and I think she'll be back out there tomorrow. It's a crazy time we live in, you know, when people think there's something unusual about getting the flu. Last time I checked, millions of people were getting it every year. He's still lying like it's 1994. He hasn't learned his lesson. He must not have seen the video that we all saw, where Hillary Clinton looks like a mannequin. She's lost complete control of her upper extremities and her lower extremities. She does a complete face plant nearly on a New York street and is tossed in the side of a van like a piece of meat. A NYPD officer's words, not mine. But yet Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton need to keep the people ignorant. That's what helps Democrats. And I don't think we've got a Democrat on line two, but perhaps we do. It's another Tony. Hey, Tony, line two. Thank you.
Hey, Megan, how you doing? No, I'm not a Democrat.
That's all right. You know, I love when Democrats call.
Okay. Anyways, the reason why I called is I heard something on the radio today, and it was, I won't mention who it was, but it was a Christian station, though. But the Democratic Party decided that they were going to choose somebody to replace Hillary if they have to. And the choice I heard that they made was not the vice president, was not Bernie Sanders, but Michelle Obama.
Oh,
did anybody hear that?
No. I'm usually not speechless, but I haven't heard that one. And so you heard that today on a radio station?
I heard that today.
By a host or a caller?
No, a host. It was on some news. It was a news thing that they got on the news.
I was wondering
if anybody heard about that.
I have not. Maybe some other callers have. I don't know. No, I have not heard of that. From what I understand, and I have to look into this a little bit more, so I'm speaking a little bit ignorantly here without all the information in front of me.
Uh-huh.
But there are rules that the Democrats have to follow in case this does happen. There is already established, you know, guidelines or rules within the DNC that they have to follow. But I kind of laughed at that and said, they never follow the rules.
Here's the thing. I was thinking, suppose they did that. That's one way for Obama to stay in office. That's scary.
Well, look, I don't think that the Obamas are going to go anywhere. They chose to stay in D.C. Remember, there was a whole bunch of talk about maybe they'll go to Rancho Mirage so he can golf all year round. Maybe they'll go here or Hawaii. No, they're staying right in D.C. Why? Because that's where the power is.
Yeah, he needs to go to Kenya. Play golf in Kenya.
Well, he's got a brother there. He's got a brother that lives in a hut. Maybe he can help spread the wealth around there and get his brother out of a hut.
There you go. Hey, mud golf courses. Brown fairways and mud greens. Hey, that'd be perfect. It'd be a good challenge for him.
Right. Just be careful of the cheetahs. Yeah, be careful of the cheetahs. They'll outrun you. Well, thank you for your call, Tony. I really appreciate it. See, and this is the thing, folks. You know, everyone's talking about all of these what ifs because Hillary Clinton is not reliable. Hillary Clinton is not trustworthy. Hillary Clinton does not have good judgment. Hillary Clinton lies. And liars do not break glass ceilings. And liars certainly don't get elected to the presidency because that's just not how things work. We're going to talk about these things and some more related to voting and illegal immigration when we come back after this break. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com. On 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. It's your heart.
to betray.